"What's wrong?" queried the anxious voice of his coach. "You seem to be in trouble." He wasn't in trouble. He was in agony. It took all his willpower not to cry out in pain every time he hit the surface and plowed into the deadly dirt that was sucking his life away. "I've got to rest for a few minutes and think this over." Singh lowered himself carefully onto the gently yielding ground, wondering if the chill would strike instantly through the upper part of his suit, but there was no sign of it, and he relaxed. He was probably safe for a few minutes and would receive plenty of warning before the moon tried to freeze his torso. He raised both legs and flexed his toes. At least he could feel them, and they were obeying instructions. Now what? The media people in the observation truck must think he was crazy, or performing some obscure religious ritual, presenting the soles of his feet to the stars. He wondered what they were telling their far-flung audiences. Already he felt a little more comfortable. His blood circulation was winning the battle against heat loss now that he was no longer in contact. But was that imagination, or did he feel a slight chill in the small of his back? He was suddenly struck by another disquieting thought. "I'm warming my feet against the night sky, the universe itself. And as every schoolboy knows, that's at 3 degrees above absolute zero. By comparison, the lunar regolith is hotter than boiling water. So am I doing the right thing? Certainly my feet don't seem to be losing the battle against the cosmic heat sink." Lying almost prone on the Bay of Rainbows, holding his legs at a ridiculous angle toward the barely visible stars and the brilliant Earth, Robert Singh mulled over this little problem in physics. There were perhaps too many factors involved for an easy answer, but this one would do for a first approximation. It was a question of conduction versus radiation. The material of his space boots was better at the first than the second. They lost his body heat faster than he could generate it when they were in physical contact with the lunar regolith. But the situation was reversed when they were radiating into the empty sky, luckily for him. "MIT is catching up on you, Bob. Better get moving." Singh had to admire his persistent follower. He deserved a silver. But damned if I'll let him win the gold. So, here we go again. Only another 10 kilometers, let's say a couple of thousand hops.